You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
Earlier this week, Labour leader Chris Hipkins spoke at an event hosted by the Wellington Chamber of Commerce ahead of the budget next week. His speech focused on the changes to pay equity laws that were passed under urgency last week and changes the government has made to tax. He called on the government to fund services like police, health, education and aged care in the upcoming budget. The government has announced a review into the Waitangi Tribunal, part of their coalition agreement with New Zealand First. National Minister for Māori Development, Tama Pōtaka, says the review will ensure the tribunal continues to effectively meet the intent of the legislation. However, ACT leader David Seymour says the review is intended to rein in an increasingly activist tribunal. And nearly a quarter of the money spent on National's Family Boost policy has gone towards running the scheme. The scheme allows families to claim 25% of their weekly cost of childcare, up to $75. However, $14 million of the $62 million allocated to the scheme so far has gone to administration costs. Labour's finance spokesperson Barbara Edmonds called the scheme an embarrassment for the finance minister. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to Shannon Halbert about all of these issues. Here is that interview. Chris Hipkins spoke about the new pay equity changes at a pre-budget speech earlier this week. Why is this change being called out so strongly by Labour?
Well, it's really important that Aotearoa understands that National is cutting women's pay to balance their budget. And what you would have heard Chris Hipkins say in his speech is that the government has to do, you know, a couple of things. It has to properly fund our public services. It has to ensure that it fulfills all of its promises and pay working women well. And most of all, it has to invest in the core services that are important to New Zealanders, you know, so that we're upskilling our workers, we're raising wages and living standards, that there's good investments in our schools, our hospitals and in housing.
In the same pre-budget speech, Hipkins expressed concern about tax cuts from this government. Why are you against their tax relief policies?
Well, I don't understand why you would have high investment or tax cuts for landlords and then you start taking away pay equity claims, you know, for our key workers that largely employ women. Budgets are a choice, of course, and we've got to build for the future, not cut back. And really what we've been seeing is that this government is taking us backwards. They're making the wrong choices and their focus areas aren't about the issues that are important for New Zealanders. New Zealanders want stability, they want certainty, and they want a government that is focused on addressing the cost of living. And by removing pay for, you know, for wahine, that's a step backwards.
What are some more specific policies that the government's budget should prioritise funding for?
Well, it's important to ensure that we have really good investment in schools. You know, we have population growth in Tāmaki Makaurau, Auckland alone is one example. We've got to make sure that our kids are learning in quality facilities, that they're building classrooms, that we see the investment in our health system and in our health infrastructure like hospitals. And this week we've seen more and more homelessness across our urban centres. And so we've got to build more public homes. I'm really proud of the work that Labour did in this space. But as we know, this government has put Kāinga Ora public housing on hold. They haven't allocated any further budget at this stage to building more homes, and that's problematic. And as a result, we're seeing rising homelessness.
Does the tax system need to be changed to make this spending possible?
There's a lot of people that agree, and you know, Labour in particular believes that we do need a fairer tax system. When we look at the core issues that are in front of us, like the underinvestment in our health system, then we've got to come up with ways to be able to fund the services that New Zealanders need. That's not a straightforward exercise. We've been going through a process in the Labour Party to consider a number of options. And I'm looking forward to putting those forward to New Zealanders with our caucus. But we know the problem in front of us is that our tax system currently serves the more wealthy And what we need to ensure that is that a fairer tax system actually ensures that working people, working families, are able to address the cost of living challenges in front of them.
The Greens released their alternative budget. Will we hear more about what a Labor budget would have looked like?
Yeah, Chris Hipkins has been really clear that Labor's plan is around jobs, health and homes. And so, as we look forward and in further announcements, that a budget that Labor would lead in a future government would be investing in those key things. We know that's what New Zealanders want. We want to keep it simple and clear for people to understand. But I'm looking forward to the election ahead to go out and talk to our communities and seek their support for a future Labor government.
Do you think it's time for a Waitangi Tribunal review?
No, I think the government is really, this is extremely bad faith to conduct a review right when the Waitangi Tribunal is conducting urgent inquiries into the actions of this government. We've seen this government be incredibly mean-spirited towards Te Ao Māori, and this is just another example.
Labor MP Willie Jackson actually called the review another attempt at Māori bashing from the government. Would you agree with this assessment?
It is Māori bashing. We've seen it right from the start of this government with the removal of Te Aka Whai Ora, the Māori Health Authority. We've seen it with the Treaty Principles Bill. This is just another example where they are removing the rights of Te Tiriti o Waitangi, but in a mean-spirited way, attacking Māori. They've attacked the rainbow community, and last week we saw them attack women with the pay equity changes.
Earlier this year, the government appointed 8 new members to the tribunal. Does this say anything about the impact the government has already had on the tribunal?
Well, what we're seeing from the government is that they are tending to overreach in a number of areas. And the Waitangi Tribunal, they've changed out very good members. And I think of one example, one of my former lecturers, Linda Tuhiwai Smith, an incredible woman, both in Te Ao Māori but across New Zealand, and they removed her from the Waitangi and replaced them with other people. That doesn't make sense to me. The Waitangi Tribunal is an independent organisation. We need good representation, and my sense is that we had good people there already.
The reason New Zealand First has given for the review is they want to bring the tribunal back to their original intent. Do you think the tribunal is working as it should?
Well, it's proven that the tribunal is working as it should. What we're seeing, though, is that they're holding this government to account for the poor decisions that they've made and anti-Māori decisions. That's not right, and that's the purpose and intent of the Waitangi Tribunal in itself. So this is just an attack by the government on the Waitangi Tribunal to disestablish, diminish its mana and really reduce its influence that it has.
The flip side of these arguments is that there's broad agreement that the tribunal is in need of strategic direction, but is the review the best way to achieve this?
Well, it's a timing issue, really. Now is not the time to conduct a review when the government has made multiple attacks on Te Ao Māori. So it does seem mean-spirited in that sense. But it really demonstrates to me, again, that Christopher Luxon is letting these bad practices happen under his watch. He's just not in control of his government. And as a result, his government's actions are taking Māori Crown relationships backwards.
Is it appropriate that nearly a quarter of the money spent on Family Boost has gone towards administration?
Well, we want that money going towards families and our tamariki so that they can have the best opportunities in front of them. This scheme has cost $62 million, $14 million of which, as you rightly say, has gone towards administration costs. This is not right. The government has really failed in their intention here to put money back in the pockets of Kiwis. It's a broken promise.
Is there an alternative policy that could better support families with childcare costs?
Well, Labor had a very good policy that enabled consecutive hours available for our kids to be able to go to their early learning centres. This government put in an administratively heavy burden on parents, which made them difficult, made it difficult for them to be able to actually engage in the scheme and get the money that was promised to them. And we've seen that in the uptake.
Will Labor overturn Family Boost if you return to power next year?
That's certainly a consideration for Chris Hipkins. That's a decision for our leadership. We're currently going through our policy process this weekend. Kicks off the first of the Labor Party regional conferences. That's where policy remits are put on the floor for debate. And certainly, not only do I see that, you know, examples like of what we might repeal in government, but particularly how our members see a future government and the things that they want us to prioritise for New Zealanders.
That was Labor's Shannon Halbert on Leader Chris Hipkins' pre-budget speech at the Wellington Chamber of Commerce, the government's review into the Waitangi Tribunal, and the cost of National's Family Boost policy.
That was our weekly chat with the Labor Party. You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.